Terms and conditions apply. The Hot Hit.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours, the headlines. Government releases 15.8 billion kwacha for public service delivery in May 2025. 60-year-old man found dead under mysterious circumstances in Kanyama compound. And in international news, UK advises against all travel to Israel as airstrikes continue.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The Ministry of Finance and National Planning has revealed that it released 15.8 billion kwacha in May 2025 to support various areas of public service delivery. Minister in charge, Dr. Stombeko Msokotwane, said of this amount, 1.8 billion kwacha was allocated to transfers, subsidies and social benefits. 1.9 billion kwacha went towards the implementation of various developmental programs and general operations. 1.3 billion kwacha was spent on capital expenditure. 5.3 billion kwacha covered the public service wage bill, and 5.5 billion kwacha was used for debt service and arrears. Dr. Msokotwane has noted that government paid 5.5 billion kwacha in debt service, including 2.8 billion kwacha for domestic obligations, 2.6 billion kwacha for external obligations, and 80.7 million kwacha for arrears. He has reaffirmed the country's commitment to fiscal responsibility and confirmed a staff-level agreement with the International Monetary Fund under the extended credit facility, and subject to board approval, the agreement will unlock approximately $194 million in additional financing. Dr. Msokotwane has acknowledged the challenges posed by global policy uncertainty, but emphasized that Zambia's economy has shown strong resilience and is on a path to sustained growth. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury. Historian and academician Dr. Sishua Sishua has expressed satisfaction with the resolution of outstanding differences between the family of the late former President Edgar Lungu and the government regarding the repatriation of his remains and the funeral program. In a Facebook post, Dr. Sishua has welcomed the agreement reached on the return of President Lungu's remains from South Africa to Zambia next Wednesday, the funeral program, and the confirmed burial date of the 23rd of June 2025. Dr. Sishua has commended former First Lady Esther Lungu, family spokesperson Makedi Zulu, and former Minister of Mines Richard Musukwa for their decisive roles in securing what he described as a desirable and dignified outcome. He has also praised President Hakainde Hichilema for finally providing the necessary leadership on what he termed a critically important national matter. Additionally, he has recognized Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa for his exemplary dedication, professionalism and conduct throughout the difficult negotiations. A 6-year-old man identified as Jackson Piri has been found dead under sudden and unnatural circumstances in his home in Kanyama compound, Lusaka. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga has stated that the incident is believed to have occurred sometime between Saturday, June 14, 2025 and today, June 15, 2025, around 08 hours. Mr. Amonga has explained that the deceased, who lived alone and made a living by selling cigarettes within the community, had been complaining of chest pains in the days leading up to his death. He has added that earlier today, a member of the public who went to purchase cigarettes from Mr. Piri found him unresponsive and immediately alerted others in the area. Mr. Hamonga said police officers promptly visited the scene and, with assistance from community members, transported the body to the University Teaching Hospital mortuary, where it currently awaits post-mortem examination and further investigations.
The incident is believed to have occurred between yesterday, 14th June 2025, and today, Sunday, 15th June 2025, at approximately 08 hours. Brief facts are that the deceased, who was living alone and survived by selling cigarettes within the community, had been complaining of chest pains in the days leading to his death. Today, a member of the public who had gone to purchase cigarettes from him found him unresponsive and immediately alerted others in the area. Police officers promptly visited the scene and, with the assistance of members of the public, transported the body to the investigating hospital mortuary. The body has been deposited awaiting postmortem and further investigation.
The Nutritional Association of Zambia has expressed concern over statistics showing that 32% of children under the age of 5 are stunted, with 10% classified as severely stunted. The Demographic and Health Survey of 2024 indicates that 32% of children under the age of 5 are stunted and 10% are severely stunted. 3% of children under age 5 are wasted, 1% are severely wasted, and 4% are overweight. Association President Romy Mwila has described the figures as deeply concerning, stressing the urgent need for robust interventions that improve access to proper nutrition across the country. Mr. Mwila has emphasized the importance of supporting breastfeeding initiatives, urging mothers to exclusively breastfeed their infants to help combat stunting. He has also called on parents to introduce local, nutritious foods starting at 6 months of age and to avoid giving children junk food which lacks essential nutrients.
The recent Demographic and Health Survey report reveals that 32% of children under 5 in Zambia are stunted due to chronic malnutrition, a concerning trend. The Nutrition Association of Zambia recommends continued promotion of breastfeeding just to educate mothers on benefits of breastfeeding and support initiatives that encourage breastfeeding to encourage consumption of nutrient-rich foods. That will just promote consumption of locally available and nutrient-dense foods and introduce these foods as early as 6 months and reminding mothers to just avoid giving children the junk foods.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Agriculture expert Dr. Oliver Bulaya has called on governments to establish predictable pricing mechanisms for cotton to encourage farmers back into the sector and boost Zambia's gross domestic product through increased exports. Dr. Bulaya has emphasized that cotton is a drought-resistant crop, making it a strategic option in the face of climate change and unpredictable rainfall patterns. He said this resilience should be leveraged to promote cotton cultivation under current climatic conditions. Speaking to Hot FM News, Dr. Bulaya has recalled that the cotton sector was highly lucrative in the 1990s, contributing significantly to national GDP growth. He has further challenged cotton buyers to ensure that the benefits they receive from government incentives, such as taxes exemptions, are passed on to farmers through fair and competitive prices for their cotton.
The challenges that this sector has faced, you know, in recent years, has been due to pricing mechanisms that have not been favoring the producers who are the farmers. And these uncertainties have pushed down the production levels of cotton. For our country to get much more GDP, we do not need only specific, you know, crops like maize. In the event of failure of these main crops, cotton can be one of the sources that can give income for farmers to thrive because it is drought.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
The UK's Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office has advised against all travel to Israel amid an escalation in the country's military activity with Iran. The advice, which covers Israel and the occupied Palestinian territories, means travel insurance could be invalidated if individuals do not follow it. It comes as missiles have been launched by both countries in recent days, with Israeli airspace remaining closed. The BBC has more.
The Israeli Prime Minister has vowed that Iran will pay a very heavy price for the killing of 10 civilians in the latest Iranian air attacks. Benjamin Netanyahu spoke in the city of Bat Yam during a visit to the ruins of an apartment block which was hit.